From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
58 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies with some rain showers following at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Monday to you. We are back from your weekend. I'm Greg Nift, our top local stories this hour. Deadly crash in the North Valley snarls traffic for hours. Coming up, we've got the where and what with this slammer. One Nevada senator and the Secretary of Defense get into a kerfuffle directly ahead. We'll tell you what started this argument. And a violent weekend in Susanville. On the way, why gunshots rang out and whether anyone is under arrest. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. FM News Doc Dime. It is 12:06. And good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Greg and Phil, standing by with traffic. Well, they call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday won't be just the same. May the 4th be with you. Okay, that's enough of that. Monday, May 4th. How many people can you fit on a scooter? Lime returns to Lake Tahoe to give you a cheaper, cleaner way to get around South Lake Tahoe. Brian Kilmeade, the host of Fox and Friends, among many other shows on the Fox News Channel, is coming to Reno.
I'm here.
May 30th. You see, that was his traffic noise. He's driving here. Started this morning at about 5 a.m. He'll join us about 12:45 p.m. today. Questions for Brian, you can text to us at 775-884-9910, or you can shout your question on the free FM Talk app. It's free at the App Store. And starting this week, we'll be giving away tickets for his show, Brian's show, and for the Jimmy Failla show. And every Thursday, also starting this Thursday, we'll have a double pack, a combo of tickets for both shows. A daily friendly reminder, too, that Mother's Day is this Sunday. You might be able to win a pair of tickets to either or both shows for her starting this Thursday. Over the weekend, we changed the District 2 congressional race poll, and we put all 13 candidates running for that seat up on the website. Some big shifts from last week and a few surprises. George Forbush was on the air with John Potter Saturday. You can check where he stands now, where everybody stands, and vote at 991fmtalk.com. Do it right now. We'll go over those numbers in the next 20 minutes. It's going to be a busy week, Greg, and show today. So let's get started. It is 12:09.
And 58 degrees right now at the airport. And it's our top local story. It was a mess on 395 this morning in the North Valleys after a one-vehicle crash led to the death of the driver.
That a sports utility vehicle was traveling northbound on US 395. The vehicle exited northbound US 395 and entered the inside shoulder. The driver attempted to correct the vehicle and lost control of the vehicle.
NHP Sergeant Chris Brown.
The vehicle re-entered US 395 and overturned. The driver and only occupant of the vehicle was ejected. The driver, an adult male, was pronounced deceased on scene.
The driver not identified. Another crash, this one in South Reno involving a dump truck. Two of them actually this morning. This went down on 580 at DeMonte Ranch around 7 o'clock. Police say two dump trucks were southbound on the freeway when one of the trucks changed lanes and slammed into the other truck. The driver lost control and dumped its load onto the northbound side. The driver of the overturned truck had to go to the hospital. Crew spent hours cleaning this one up. And of course, we'll get more ahead on things right now and your traffic report coming up. Convicted for not following the rules as a sex offender, Jasper Jackson Jr. III made a big no-no.
Jackson was a previous coach and volunteer at a local boxing club, and the owner was unaware that he was a Tier 2 sex offender when Jackson was first brought on in 2023.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe County DA's office says this was no simple mistake.
Law enforcement learned that Jackson had used a fake date of birth and address on paperwork with USA Boxing, had not disclosed to the unit that he was coaching and volunteering with the boxing club, and was also living at a second address that he had not disclosed.
And sentencing is set for June 15th. The quiet calm of a weekend night shattered in Susanville after shots were fired there Saturday. Police say a man opened fire after he showed responding firefighters who were there on an unrelated call that gun. Fortunately, he was not a good shot. He did open fire. No one was hurt. Police were able to take Carson Charles Hubauer into custody on multiple charges. Scary moments in the Truckee River over the weekend as a canoe capsizes near Lockwood, leaving two stranded in the water. This happened Sunday just afternoon. Crews rushed to the scene. They found the canoers trapped on a rock in the middle of the river. They were rescued safely. Well, water, as it were, is an essential part of economic growth, which in itself is essential, so says Governor Lombardo.
If you don't expand, you die. That's basic tenets of economic drivers of knowledge. If you don't expand, you're going to die. And we have to diversify. We have to expand in order to survive into the future. And water is part of it, right?
The governor talking to KTNV TV Channel 13 in Las Vegas. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1211. Jerry?
Well, if you don't like, who does, or can't afford $7 a gallon for gas or $8 or more for diesel in South Lake Tahoe, grab a helmet. Lime, a leading provider of shared electric vehicles, is back in South Lake Tahoe for the 2026 season with a fleet of its Gen 4 e-scooters. I should have put air quotes around vehicles. They are scooters. And the company says Lime provides a safe, affordable, and sustainable transportation option for residents and visitors. It is not recommended that more than one person at a time drive one of those vehicles. We're about 3 weeks away from early voting and the primary season. For those who pay attention, the race for Congress to replace Mark Amadei is getting most of that attention. Conservatives are disappointed, if not disgusted, at the establishment and the endorsements of not only Jim Settlemyer, who's voted on everything from voting against a peace officer's bill of rights, that was AB 265, to voting for recognizing Cesar Chavez, to pro-woke diversity, to paying for benefits for criminals, illegal aliens, green new bills, et cetera, et cetera. Another important race where the establishment is lining up behind a big financial supporter of Democrats in the past is Secretary of State race. Shirley Folkins Roberts has the endorsement of the establishment, including Governor Lombardo. Three other Republicans are in the race to replace Cisco Aguilar, conservative Republican Sharon Angle, a relatively unknown Socorro Keenan, and a familiar name in Nevada politics, Jim Marchand, who has raised, by the way, $0 for his campaign and has $0 on hand. I think he should adapt my campaign slogan, which is, if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. If impeached, I will not resign. We have local sports coming up a little later on with Craig Swope. Some baseball, tough time on the road for baseball, and traffic and weather together right now at 12:15 with Phil. Take it away, Phil.
Traffic! On northbound 395 at the Parr exit, there is some debris in the road in that area causing some headaches. Just watch yourself as you pass by. Speaking of Parr Boulevard, if you're going past Parr Boulevard on 395, stay in the faster number 2 lane. The slow lane is exit only. Otherwise, we are doing just fine on the roadways right now with no collisions to tell you about. It is 58 degrees in Sparks, 55 in Carson City, 54 in Wellington, 45 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here is your weather forecast.
Shower chances going to be with us through the evening, overnight, and through midday tomorrow. By tomorrow afternoon, better weather is on the way and a very pleasant weekend ahead for Mother's Day. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. After the noon news, 1 o'clock, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
Looking for the ultimate golf experience in the West? Duncan Golf Management brings you 108 holes across Northern Nevada and California. In Reno, take on the legendary Island Green at Lake Ridge or the pristine fairways of Wolf Run. Then head to Carson City for two distinct 18-hole layouts at Eagle Valley East and West. Escape to the serenity of Toyobi Golf Club in Washoe Valley or experience elevated championship golf at Winchester Country Club in Auburn. Six stunning courses, one family-owned commitment to the game. With a DGM membership, you get unlimited access to all of them, plus exclusive perks and a 28-day advance booking. Book your tee time at DuncanGolfReno.com. That's DuncanGolfReno.com. Duncan Golf, play your way.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
Regulations on vacation home rentals are coming to Carson City. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The issue of Airbnbs has been a hot topic in places like Tahoe, with neighbors taking issue over noise and parking from short-term renters. The Carson City Planning Commission just voted to recommend bear-proof containers, an age limit of at least 25 to rent, requiring them to be present, providing contact information to the homeowner to neighbors, and determining where these vacation home rentals would be allowed in Carson City. There would also be a fee that would pay for compliance and crack down on the estimated 45 unlicensed short-term rentals currently operating there. The next step will be bringing the recommendations to the Carson City Board of Supervisors, expected to take up the recommendation this month. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
58 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy skies, the Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. He was volunteering at a local boxing club, knowing full well that is a no-no for a convicted sex offender. But now Jasper Jackson Jr. III has been convicted of breaking said rules. The Washoe DA said the club had no idea who Jackson was. Number two, a deadly crash on 395 at White Pine early this morning, snarling traffic. And Governor Lombardo, number three, equating economic growth to water rights. Meantime, it is our top national story. Ships are beginning to sail through the Strait of Hormuz as part of a U.S. operation to free up the critical shipping lane.
A South Korean cargo ship was damaged by Iranian fire, President Trump says, but adds all other vessels have suffered no damage traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. The president announced Project Freedom to reopen the narrow waterway controlled by Iran since the launch of Operation Epic Fury in February. President Trump says seven small Iranian boats have been downed by the U.S. The commander of CENTCOM, Admiral Brad Cooper, says the operation is defensive and employing warships, dozens of land and sea-based aircraft, unmanned drones, and 15,000 service members to protect forces and commercial shipping. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:20. Now with more, Jerry.
Well, a big shout out and thank you to Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. The group says they had about 800 volunteers. They hit 26 sites Saturday morning, collected over 270,000 tons of waste, 540,000 pounds of waste and 60 tons of green waste, hundreds of illegally dumped items, including tires, and they also planted 54 trees. So again, congratulations and thank you. Good time to go over the Keystone CPA's new news daily poll, and this one is becoming a weekly poll. We'll leave it up for just a couple more days, and then I think we'll go to the Secretary of State race and see where people stand on that. Unscientific, just you listening. We do invite you to vote, and if you're running, you can tell your friends to vote, too. You only get one vote. Make it count. So far, and as I said earlier, we put all the candidates that are running, including none of the above, on the poll. Jennifer Billet, she's coming in with goose eggs right now. Tom Doyle, same thing. David Flippo has gone from about 60% last week to 5%. George Forbush, he was on the air with John Potter over the weekend on the weekend show from 9 to noon, just under 12%. Bruce Grego, again, zero. Andrea Lowe with just under 2%. Doug Miller, goose eggs, 2. Jerry Olson, same thing. James Settlemyer, 5.13% of the vote. Rick Shepard, nothing. Fred Simon, big jump for Fred Simon, coming in now at just under 36%. Michael Smith, nothing. Sherman Tylosky, which we just received an email from, just under 1%. And here's another big surprise, Jesse Watts, the Eureka Sheriff, at 40.45%. And right now that puts him in the lead for Congressional District 2 in Nevada, the seat that Mark Amadei is retiring from, and it is an unscientific poll. You can vote and vote once. Well, actually, you can vote at 923fmtalk.com and also vote at 991fmtalk.com. Traffic and weather together, 1223. Here's Phil with another look at the new news traffic.
Traffic! There's still a road hazard on northbound 395 at North Parr Boulevard. Stay in the first or second lanes, that's a faster middle lane. You will be just fine to get past that area. Otherwise, no collisions to tell you about. It is rather quiet for a Monday on the roadways. Just remember, if the road's wet, be sure to slow down. It's just the safe thing to do. It is 58 degrees in Sparks and in Dayton, 55 degrees in Smith Valley, 45 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your wet weather forecast.
Cool, damp weather to kick off the week. We're going to have a little more moisture tomorrow morning, and then by midday tomorrow we clear, and by midweek we're warming above seasonal averages again. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson Arena? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. 3 this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are 9 brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many 5-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Count on Greg's Garage for service you can trust.
Hi, Greg from Greg's Garage. We employ factory-trained mechanics to care for your vehicle, which is worth more now than ever. So protect your investment with routine maintenance and extend the life of your vehicle. For automotive service and repair, book your appointment today by calling Greg's Garage at 324-0911 or online at gregsgarageinc.com.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
High school softball and baseball teams take a break today before regional tourneys begin tomorrow. 5A North softball saw three teams, Spanish Springs, Minogue, and Reed, within a whisker of each other, but Spanish Springs separated themselves from Minogue and Reed to get the top spot and will play Carson tomorrow. Minogue won the regular season baseball title and will host Douglas. Reno is number two in baseball in the North. Vegas Golden Knights open the second round of the NHL play tonight against Anaheim. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And 58 degrees right now if you are just checking in. I'm Greg Neft. It is our top local story this half hour. Well, taking issue, one Nevada senator mixing it up a little with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth over Hegseth's use of the term Pharisees to describe some journalists.
Words matter. Words matter. What you choose to say, how we choose to say it. How do you justify using this language as Secretary of Defense? Words matter. It's a historically hurtful term. Why do you continue to use it?
Democrat Jackie Rosen says the term is particularly cruel to the Jewish community. Hegseth did not see it that way.
Senator, I feel like it's a pretty accurate term for folks who don't see the plank in their own eye and always want to see what's wrong with an operation as opposed to the historic success of preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. So I stand by it.
You stand by calling people Pharisees.
Meantime, gas prices keep on rising across Nevada as the war in Iran continues past the two-month mark. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular, now $5.17. Washoe County, right here, we continue to have the highest average price where gas is now $5.49. Sorry. The best deal can be found in Elko County. It's a little bit of a drive, but the gas there is $4.36. The average price for gas in Clark County, that's Las Vegas, now $5.22. If you're looking for a happy middle, if you can call it that, out in Lyon County toward Fern, gas is going for as cheap as $4.59. A new task force will look into fraud in Nevada, Northern California, and Arizona. The West Coast Healthcare Fraud Strike Force will bring together federal and local agencies to fight healthcare fraud.
The data shows that the need for this new strike force is urgent and undeniable.
Assistant Attorney General Colin McDonald says some of the worst cases of fraud have already been prosecuted right here in Nevada and the two other states. The collapse of Spirit Airlines impacting thousands of employees and travelers both right here in Reno and nationwide.
The discount carrier announced early on Saturday was canceling all flights and going out of business after failing to reach a deal for a government bailout.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, they're done waiting. I don't know what to do. There is not even a person that can give you updates. So, the Spirit people are not here.
Spirit said in a statement that passengers who booked flights with credit cards or debit cards will automatically get refunds. American Airlines and Delta are among the major carriers offering reduced fares and other support for Spirit customers who were impacted by the sudden closure. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A statement on the Reno Airport webpage reads, passengers scheduled to travel on Spirit are advised to not come to the airport. Don't go there. This says Spirit does not have on-site customer service available. Other airlines, they might be able to hook you up with a deal or some special fares for those affected by the cancellations. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio. 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The U.S. military says it's helped two ships pass the Strait of Hormuz after President Trump announced the U.S. Navy's guiding ships through the strait. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox any Iranian resistance to this operation is not working.
I think it's called the Mosquito Navy. It is being swatted.
numerous ships, maybe in double digits, have been destroyed. And the U.S., we are just firing if fired upon. We are not the provocateurs here.
Admiral Brad Cooper spoke to reporters, says Iran has been attacking the U.S. during the ceasefire.
The IRGC has launched multiple cruise missiles, drones, and small boats at ships that we are protecting. We have defeated each and every one of those threats through the clinical application of defensive munitions.
The U.S. blockade on Iranian ports continues. Central Command says they've redirected at least 49 ships. America's listening to Fox News.
58 degrees and drizzle right now at the airport. I'm Greg Neff, live at the Keystone CPA studios. President Trump says he plans to raise tariffs on cars and trucks coming from the European Union to 25% beginning this week.
The chair of the European Parliament's International Trade Committee says President Trump's threats are unacceptable, accusing the US of breaking its commitments. The EU delayed ratifying its trade deal with the US at the start of the year amid a spat with Washington over control of Greenland.
And that's William Denslow reporting. Meantime, it is Small Business Week.
The U.S. Small Business Administration recognizes entrepreneurs as job creators and innovators who drive the nation's economy. 36 million small businesses employ some 45% of the nation's workforce. Small Business Week has been celebrated for more than 60 years. I'm Mark Neufeld.
A driver under arrest after a crash killed a 17-year-old boy in North Las Vegas. This happened Saturday afternoon off West Craig Road in Simmons Street. Police say a BMW was speeding and swerving through traffic when it hit a Kia. The BMW continued on until it lost control and hit a utility pole and a cinder block wall. Then the car hit and killed, a 17-year-old girl, not a boy. It also injured a 19-year-old pedestrian who was left with critical injuries. Police say the 32-year-old BMW driver showed signs of impairments. They did take a blood sample. He's now being locked up on multiple counts there. Well, word of fake. Well, let's go ahead and say FM News Doc Dime. It is 12:32.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Off summer and celebrate Father's Day weekend in front of Deanie's Lucky Club at the Yarrington Main Street Car Show. You know what that means. Yep, it's time to bring your whole family for the classic cars and music all day. But it's going to get here before you know it. Now's the time for car entries and food and craft vendors that wish to participate to sign up. Call Kathy now at 775-309-3464. Join the fun in Yarrington.
Chance of showers through the evening, actually through midday tomorrow. Then we see a bit more sunshine and warmer temperatures. 70 tomorrow in Reno after low 60s today, 77 Wednesday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
More earthquakes near Fallon. I'm John Potter for the new news. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 5.2 shaker overnight, which ranks it as a significant quake on their worldwide list. The UNR lab ranked it at 4.9. It happened at 1:17 a.m., 2 minutes after a 4.1 in the same area, 12 miles southeast of Silver Springs. and 15 miles southwest of Fallon. Since then, some minor aftershocks, like a 2.6 at 4:48 this morning. There have been no reports of damage. Over the past 30 days, close to 50 quakes, 3.0 and higher, have been detected from the area, and 7 at 4.0 or higher. Been a busy 18 days since the 5.7 quake April 13th and the 4.8 9 days ago, all southwest of Fallon. And that area has history. In December 1954, there was a 7.3 that hit between Fallon and Eastgate, shaking and loosening big boulders that crashed down and damaged Highway 50. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are falling in afternoon trading on renewed U.S.-Iran tensions, which are sending oil prices swinging wildly. Higher oil prices and inflation worries are keeping investors cautious. West Texas Intermediate crude is around $105 a barrel, while Brent crude, the international benchmark, is around $114. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are lower, with energy the only gainer, while tech and industrials are the biggest laggards. Shares of United Parcel Service and FedEx are falling after the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon is opening up its global supply chain network to all businesses. Amazon said that among the first customers for the service are Procter & Gamble, 3M, and American Eagle Outfitters. Shares of Amazon are up 1% and on track for a record close. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:37 right here on the News at Noon, right here on KKFT. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. We have 58 degrees right now, and we are in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma, the principal head of Keystone CPAs, joins us right now in studio to talk all things money. And Mike, first of all, good afternoon to you. We're glad you're back. I understand you had a little bit of a sojourn to Down Under, right?
Good day, mate.
That's one way to do it. So, you know, it's interesting. I mean, gas prices here are on the rise. Did you happen to take a gander at any gas stations in Australia? What are they selling gas for down there?
Well, hard to really make an equivalent because it's in dollars per liter rather than dollars per gallon. But most things down there, down under, are more expensive. They live on a giant island, by the way. So, yeah, it's hard to get anything to them. But, Greg, did you know that the continent of Australia is roughly the exact same size as the continental United States?
You know, as a matter of fact, I went there in 2004, so yes, I learned that.
The gas prices are higher there than they are here. Mm-hmm. Still, actually, if you go back and look at gas prices over the last 5 years, still not bad, mm-hmm, relative to how they've trended. It doesn't help making a little dent in the pocketbook because they're still more than they were a year ago, but still, mm-hmm, looking over the last five-year trend, really not terrible.
If I could play Apocalypse with you here, the game, Tom Closa, who's an oil analyst for Gulf Oil Company, he says that he's worried that if this drags on, we might see oil prices $225 a barrel. What does that look like? It sounds mind-blowing.
Well, actually, the good news is, if that were to happen, I don't believe it will, but if it did, right now the price of gas makes it roughly break even to buy an electric car or not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there really isn't as much incentive. You know, the federal government's pretty much already wiped out the incentives to buy electric cars already. So there's, you know, unless you can make a buck or two, if all of a sudden it gets that expensive to drive a combustion engine vehicle, then I think that'll just move things more over to electric. I also believe, hopefully your listeners don't hate me for this, but I believe non-combustion engines are the way of the future. Mm-hmm. Far less moving parts. They can go off, you know, solar grid, the whole thing. So, mm-hmm, I think that's actually as hard as it would be for consumers if it hit over $200 a gallon. It would double the cost of gasoline. But, mm-hmm, that would actually incentivize people to buy some of these now very affordable electric cars.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. I mean, this whole impact of the Strait of Hormuz and everything like that, is it having, as far as you've seen, and I know you've been on vacation, but is it having, as far as you've seen, an impact in the job market?
Oh, it really hasn't impacted the U.S. economy much at all. Mm-hmm. The thing it has done is, and I witnessed this firsthand, Greg, is, you know, through my travels, talking to pretty much the entirety of the world just through my vacation travel with different countries. What is true is the way that the world looks at our current administration and the United States in general is not flattering. They actually are I would say, mad. The gist I get is I was out talking to a lot of Australians, people from the UK, China, you name it, is just like, what is the U.S. doing? They're attacking sovereign nations. I think the reason what people want to take away from that is this, is the United States for a long time has really had, stock markets done very, very well because the world is investing in the United States. And I would say that sentiment is starting to wear thin from the worldview of the United States right now. So not that I'm saying to course correct anything we're doing. I just think you have to be aware of it. And especially if this oil crisis drags on, I think that's going to be, there could be some fallout with people actually removing their invested dollars from the U.S. as a market in general.
And that could spell big trouble.
That could spell big trouble.
I hope not. Well, we don't want you to have big trouble with your money, of course. Keystone CPAs is here for you with all your money questions and your concerns. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. I'm up with Mike Bosma. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right, very good. FM News Talk time. It is 1241.
And speaking of business, it was a strong gaming business month in Nevada. Gaming report for March compared to March 20 of 25, an almost 12% increase, and the biggest jumps were in Las Vegas, mid to upper teens percentage increase, state line, an almost 20% increase. Maybe the warm weather had something to do with that. Washoe, Carson City, and Carson Valley saw high single-digit bounces. Brian Kilmeade, host of Fox and Friends, is coming to town, and he's coming to the radio, assuming the connection works. And we'll do that right after we take a look at traffic and weather with Phil. And Phil, take it away.
Traffic. Doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. No real slowdowns except for a whole bunch of construction. Specifically on Interstate 80 from the California state line almost all the way up to the Spaghetti Bowl. Between widening the lanes and replacing 7 bridges, they're going to be doing a lot of work for the next couple of years. Expect slowdowns on your way over to California on Interstate 80. It is 59 degrees in Sparks, 60 in Earing, 1054 in Minden, 45 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
Shower chances going to be with us through the evening, overnight, and through midday tomorrow. By tomorrow afternoon, better weather is on the way and a very pleasant weekend ahead for Mother's Day. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. After the noon news, 1 o'clock, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio with the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. Please visit AdoptAVetDental.org and help us honor their service because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Further Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:46. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Very glad to have you with us here as we continue right along here. No drama this time around. Hollywood studios and producers have a tentative deal with the Actors Union. SAG-AFTRA wrapping up contract talk Saturday. It's a 4-year deal instead of the usual 3. And SAG-AFTRA member Chuck Slavin telling NBC that concerns him because of AI.
Looking at how fast technology is advancing, a 4-year deal locks us into a disadvantage.
He and other members will soon vote on a deal.
Overall, I think the future is rapidly changing, and I think that we certainly need to protect image likeness when it comes to AI. We need to ensure that members get royalties and residuals on the work that they're doing. Scanning is a major threat.
You might remember 3 years ago, actors and writers went on the longest strike in Hollywood history, shutting down the industry for months. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
A team of environmental and public health scientists are raising concerns over free living amoebas.
According to a recent article in Biocontaminant, the tiny life forms are becoming an emerging global health risk.
Yep.
Being driven by rising temperatures, aging water infrastructure, and limited systems for detecting and tracking them. Researchers say the organisms can act as protective hosts for other harmful microbes, including bacteria and viruses. Okay. Scientists are also concerned the amoebas could promote antibiotic resistance, which makes infections much harder to treat. I'm Lisa Carton.
A new study suggests a common flower could be a powerful source of plant-based protein. Researchers say marigolds are also full of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals that could support skin, immunity, and digestive health. They also found pot marigolds could be a great source of protein. According to the team, some of the flower's protein extracts could give foods a savory flavor. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:48 as we continue right along here. And we mentioned this earlier on that segment with Mike. Tom Closa, who's an oil price analyst with Gulf Oil, says we could be seeing super high prices for a barrel of oil.
I can tell you that if the strait remains essentially closed until the end of May, there's a lot of forecasts out there for $150 to $225 a barrel oil. If you measured this calamity with some of the other calamities in the past, including, you know, major wars and the Arab oil embargo, that's a surprise. The surprise is that we haven't seen those apocalyptic numbers for crude oil yet.
Yeah, may we never. Moving right along here as we continue on and the news of noon. Well, there was a little bit of a alarm here. It's unclear whether the show will go on Tuesday night after a 3-alarm fire at Broadway's historic Eugene O'Neill Theater. This erupted about 10 o'clock Monday on West 49th Street, home of the long-running musical, The Book of Mormon. Fire department says in New York, they say the blaze broke out inside an electrical room between the fourth and fifth floors, causing substantial damage, including rigging and chandeliers. The assistant fire chief says the building will be out of service pending repairs and an investigation by the fire marshal. There were no actors or crew in the theater when the fire erupted, but one firefighter suffered minor injuries and hotel guests next door. They did have to be evacuated. The Book of Mormon has played at the O'Neill Theater every Tuesday through Sunday since its Broadway debut in 2011. Well, former President Joe Biden is throwing his political weight behind a candidate in the race for Georgia's governor. He announced his endorsement of former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms in the Democratic primary, which comes up this month. Bottoms, you might remember, served as a senior advisor for part of Biden's presidential term. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:50.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Nevada teams had a rough time on the road. Baseball got swept at San Diego State. Softball got swept at UNLV over the weekend. Bottom line, baseball team dropped from first to fourth in the conference. Softball team dropped to the number three seed, the Mountain West Tourney, starting Wednesday. Nevada plays number six Colorado State. The Aces split with Sugarland last week. This week, Reno is at Sacramento. High school tourneys start tomorrow. Spanish Springs got the top spot in softball. Monongah 5A baseball. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Thinking about a new fence this spring? Check out Florence Fence in Minden. They'll help you get started the right way. They've got redwood fence boards for $3.99, rails for $9.99, and posts starting at $23.99. Or go low maintenance. Vinyl fencing is on sale now. Just $5.85 a foot for two rail, $8.30 for three rail. Florence Fence will walk you through the install with free tips and advice. No guesswork, no stress, just solid results. Florence Fence in Minden, 267-9918. Build it right and build it for less with Florence Fence.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Hey there, I'm Victor Salazar, branch manager at United Federal Credit Union. I'm excited to share our Reno Summit branch is now open for full service banking. We're here to help you with everyday banking, home loans, and commercial lending. Stop in and check out our new location in South Reno at the Shade and Summit Mall. See you there. United Federal Credit Union, we get you.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 471962. Loan subject to credit approval.
Contractors across Nevada know when you need a retaining wall that's easy to install, rock solid, and engineered to perform, Cornerstone Wall and Precast has your back. Manufactured right here in Carson City, our precast concrete retaining wall systems are built for speed, stability, and serious durability. Not to mention, serious, great looking. And with the strength to handle Nevada's climate and the quality to meet your specs, Cornerstone Wall and Precast is your local no-hassle source for retaining wall systems that just work. From highway projects to commercial developments, our blocks are designed to interlock and stack efficiently, saving you time and labor on site. And did I mention how good they look? Call 775-240-6050. 775-240-6050. Visit cornerstonewall.com and build with confidence. Cornerstone Wall and Precast. Performance built in.
FM Top Weather. Chance of showers through the evening, actually through midday tomorrow. Then we see a bit more sunshine and warmer temperatures. 70 tomorrow in Reno after low 60s today, 77 Wednesday. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Today at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
And we do have 12:55, 58 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff, live at the Keystone CPA Studios. If you are planning a trip to Disneyland this summer, well, some of your favorite rides, they might not be open.
Several popular rides and shows at the park are going to be temporarily shut down for refurbishment. The Disneyland website says Pixie Hollow and the Fantasmic Show will have limited operations in May. The Orange County Register says Pirates of the Caribbean is closed and isn't expected to reopen until early June. Undercover tourists say the Blue Bayou restaurant, located inside the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction, will also be closed through May 20th. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
As long as Space Mountain's there. Well, Jerry mentioned this earlier. May the 4th be with you.
Retailers are slashing prices for this May the 4th, with Lego leading the way by offering a buildable dark saber as a free gift with qualifying purchases. You can also snag 20% off apparel at Kohl's and Her Universe, or head to Burger King to try the limited edition Bounty Barbecue Whopper. If you're staying in, the season finale of Star Wars Maul Shadow Lord is now streaming on Disney+. May the 4th be with you. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
NASA says a potentially hazardous asteroid will fly past the Earth in about 3 years' time.
Big news day, huh?
Man, NASA's making some huge announcement. Yeah, they've been talking about it all day.
Experts say the asteroid named Apophis is roughly 250 yards wide and would do catastrophic damage if it actually hit the Earth, but they call that an extreme long shot. Radar observations of Apophis during its flyby in 2021 ruled out an impact for at least the next century.
I'm not running anymore.
Great speech. I'm sure the asteroid will be very moved.
NASA's website says it'll safely pass about 20,000 miles from Earth on April 13th, 2029, though the agency notes that distance is closer than the distance of many satellites in orbit. I'm Scott Carr.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:57.
Thank you, Greg, and sorry about the Kilmeade mix-up. We weren't able to connect with him, but we will try again tomorrow. He is coming to town, however, on May 30th, right after Jimmy Failla, May 23rd at the Bartley Ranch. We'll give away tickets for both shows, and starting this Thursday, a combo of tickets, a pair of tickets for each show you can win. Don't forget Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. Our Noon News Daily Poll from Keystone CPA Studios has changed a bit over this past 30, 45 minutes or so. Fred Simons jumped up to first place. He's received almost 100 additional votes in just the last 45 minutes or so. Top three, Fred Simon, number one, Jesse Watts at number two, George Forbush at number three, and the establishment endorsed candidate James Heddlemeyer is down there. I'm not sure exactly where he ranks, but 5% of the vote versus about 36 and 40 for Fred Simon and Jesse Watts, respectively. And that's about it from Studio C in Carson City for the day. Again, Brian Kilmeade, will schedule him for tomorrow at about 12:45 p.m. And starting this Thursday, we start giving away tickets for both Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Failla. Got questions for Jimmy or for Brian? Text them to us at 775-884-9910.
Single book of matches, gonna burn. Down the mountain of the corn on the fire brigade.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.